On Sky Sports Radio, it's time to clamber into the spider and get the latest on Trot's Talk with Harness Racing New South Wales' Amanda Rando joining us. G'day to you, Amanda.
G'day to you too.
Well, what a wonderful, spectacular, outstanding race in so many ways. Of course, marred with so many incidents. New Zealand Cup run at Addington.
Yes, and Lazarus, the winner, how good was he? He's certainly a champion, and he won the race by at least, I think it's about 5 lengths. But he looked like he was only in second gear. He led all the way. He was the shortest price favourite to win that feature, and he certainly didn't let his followers down, did he, Russell? He won quite easily. He ran his last 800 metres in 54.4 seconds, which is mighty fast. Yeah, some people might not know that that's quick, but that is very quick. So, and it only gives more credit, Russell, to the Australian runner in the field, the only Australian runner, which was Tiger Tara. He finished third and he sat parked outside Lazarus for most of the trip. And in the back straight on the final occasion, he galloped. And it was later discovered that he was jumping some manure on track, according to one report. So luckily, he got back down pacing quite quickly, redeemed himself, and he flashed home to finish third. So it was a really unlucky effort. Don't know if he would have won. I think he would have certainly finished second, though, but it was a huge run. And, sensational win for Lazarus. But, yeah, interestingly, Lazarus, he's going straight towards the Inter-Dominion Series in Perth now, which kicks off at the end of this month, at November 24 at Gloucester Park. However, Tiger Tara, he's having one last dip at New Zealand's riches. I just looked at the nominations, and trainer Kevin Pizzuto has nominated Tiger Tara for this Friday's Woodlands New Zealand Pacing free-for-all. So Tiger Tara, the other horse that was nominated there was the New Zealand Cup runner-up, which was Jack Legend. So there's a full field of horses nominated, but interesting to see that Lazarus wasn't there.
Well, Tiger Tara, a Herculean performance there to run in a placing behind the brilliant Lazarus. He's had so many wonderful horses, Mark Burton, and he's just another superstar.
Yeah, most certainly. So I think this horse continues to surprise Mark Purden. So when you hear Mark Purden, you know, quoted saying that this horse is a champion, you don't take that lightly at all.
Now, another horse that likes to throw down the gauntlet, of course, in the west of Gloucester Park will be the Yarra Valley Pacing Cup winner, Lenny the Shark.
Yeah, most certainly. So, yeah, on the topic of Grand Circuit paces, we can't have this podcast without mentioning Lenny, the people's champion. He won the Yarra Valley Pacing Cup last Thursday, and he smashed the track record, Russell. He went 155.4. He sliced almost 5 seconds off the previous mile rate record for the 2,650-metre journey. So that's a really slick time. And that was his last hit out before he gets over to Perth for that Inter-Dominion Series. So, you know, you've got Lenny the Shark, who's, you know, breaking track records by almost 5 seconds. Lazarus, who beat a quality New Zealand Cup field in second gear. And then Tiger Tara, who ran that super race, you know, sitting outside Lazarus to finish third in the New Zealand Cup. It's shaping up to be one hell of an Inter-Dominion.
It certainly is. Certainly looking forward to it. And Lazarus, no doubts, will start the short price favourite. And Lauren Tritton, the super mum, and she's done it again. She's back, of course, back in the spider, and she's back like she never even left it.
Yeah, most certainly. I think back better than ever. You know, she started driving again at the beginning of this season. She gave birth to her beautiful son, Levi, and she really hasn't missed a beat since returning. She's leading the state premiership here in New South Wales. She's also equaling the leading trainer as she co-trains with her husband, Shane Tritton, now for New South Wales. And yesterday at Menangle, she drove 5 winners. So that was half the program. There was 10 races and she drove 5 of them. And it's an incredible feat. And what makes it even more incredible is that it wasn't the first time she's driven 5 winners at a meeting before. That was actually the 9th time she achieved that. So quite sensational for a young driver. I think she's certainly only early 20s. Don't quote me, maybe 22, 23 years old. So it's a super effort.
Amazing performance. And how about their stable team, Tritton? Are they heading over to Gloucester Park?
Yeah, well, they do have Yaya's Hotspot nominated. I was actually thinking about that when I was compiling, what am I going to put into this podcast today? And I haven't caught up with them to see where they're at with Yaya's Hotspot, but he has been nominated, and he's probably their strongest chance of the series.
He certainly hasn't been served well at the draws of recent times. Now, how about Bling It On? We saw it fall at Albion Park back in June. What's the latest on it?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. So he won't be aiming at the Inter-Dominion. Last year, he ran a great fourth to Smolder. He was flashing home and finished fourth. He's probably unlucky not to finish closer. And last June, he was involved in a race stall up at Albion Park, and he sustained potential career-ending injuries. But and because of that, in this time, he stood at stud. And he still may have some stud duties, but we haven't lost him to racing, which is fantastic. He trialled, made his first racetrack appearance since that race ball at Menangle yesterday. He ran second in that trial. They ran an honest 154.2 and a really slick last half home. And now he's going to back that up and race at Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday night. So that's race seven. It's just the free-for-all on the program. He is a short price favourite. But for Bling It On, Connections were super happy with him. His main aim, well, first main aim will be the Shirley Turnbull Memorial at Bathurst on Boxing Day and then into the Miracle Mile Carnival in February. So, yeah, great to see Bling It On back on track.
Yeah, good story too. Great to see it recovering. And the Group 3 Menangle race on Saturday night looks interesting.
Yes, it's for the mares. It's the Sue Kelly Leadership Stakes, which is named in honour of Club Menangle's first female director, Sue Kelly. And, yeah, fixed odds are open here. And no surprise, our classical art is a favourite for Shane and Lauren Tritton. Lauren's taking the drive on this one. And she's been super impressive. Finished seventh last start, but prior to that, put back-to-back wins. Another one for the Tritton camp is Miss Riviera Bell, who's a second fave. She's at $4.20. She's drawn out wide. Actually, Lauren's down to drive her as well, so keep an eye out on which one Lauren will drive. And out of those two, you've also got My Lucky Bell for Ashley Grimes, who's formerly trained horses in Bathurst, but she's since moved her team to the Menangle Park Training Centre, resulted in a Metropolitan double for Ashley last weekend. So the horses are certainly appreciating that move. So, yeah, it should be a really good race for the mares on Saturday night.
And the following day, the Carnival of Cups continues, and beautiful Blaney this time.
Yes, it sure does. So, yeah, the Tab Carnival of Cups was at Griffith last Saturday night, and rolls into Blaney this Saturday, Sunday, as you just said. The Blaney Cup is the main feature race. Unfortunately, fields aren't out yet. They'll be out later on this afternoon for that meeting. But, yeah, it's certainly a meeting not to miss.
If you can get out to Blaney, certainly attend. It should be fabulous. Anything further in harness racing you need to discuss on our podcast today?
I think that's about it. That's all the main ones. So, yeah, certainly all these nice horses are shaping up quite strongly for this Inter Dominion Series, the final one in Perth for this round. So, yeah, it's a very exciting time of racing for harness racing.
Indeed it is. And from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.